Spiritual fruit is grown, not manufactured. That is an important distinction. Manufactured fruit can look good for a little while, but it is artificial. It is produced by pressure, image management, fear, or performance. Grown fruit comes from life. It develops through connection, nourishment, time, pruning, and abiding. Jesus used this kind of picture in John 15 when he said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. A branch does not create fruit by straining harder. A branch bears fruit by remaining connected to the vine. This does not mean we are passive. Spiritual growth includes choices, habits, repentance, obedience, and practice. But the source of true spiritual fruit is not human self-effort. The source is the Holy Spirit forming Christ in us. Manufactured love tries to look loving so people will approve. Spirit-grown love learns to seek the good of another person before God. Manufactured joy pretends everything is fine. Spirit-grown joy can grieve honestly and still trust God. Manufactured peace avoids hard conversations. Spirit-grown peace can speak truth without panic or cruelty. Manufactured patience hides irritation until it explodes. Spirit-grown patience learns to slow down before God and treat people as image bearers. Manufactured kindness performs niceness. Spirit-grown kindness becomes sincere care in ordinary moments. Manufactured goodness tries to appear moral. Spirit-grown goodness loves what is right, even when it costs something. Manufactured faithfulness makes promises for reputation. Spirit-grown faithfulness becomes dependable when no one is watching. Manufactured gentleness may simply avoid conflict. Spirit-grown gentleness brings strength under the control of love. Manufactured self-control may be prideful willpower. Spirit-grown self-control brings desires, habits, words, and reactions under the lordship of Christ. This matters deeply for spiritual leaders. Students, ministers, chaplains, coaches, officiants, and soul center leaders can feel pressure to appear mature before they have been formed deeply. But God is not asking us to fake fruit. He is inviting us to abide in Christ. The Spirit often grows fruit through ordinary places. Family stress, church conflict, workplace pressure, disappointment, waiting, correction, forgiveness, and daily responsibilities. Fruit takes time. No one plants a tree on Monday and expects a full harvest on Tuesday. So be encouraged. Do not confuse slow growth with no growth. Do not confuse pruning with abandonment. Do not confuse conviction with condemnation. A good prayer for this topic is simple. Holy Spirit, grow in me what I cannot manufacture. Form Christ in my whole life. Let your fruit become visible in my relationships. Spiritual fruit is grown by grace through abiding over time,